Hi, my name is Roy Nair, and I'm the executive chef in Noir, Sydney, in Surry Hills. I'm a young chef, 34 years old. I came to Australia about 12 years ago, following my dream, which was cooking overseas with in different kitchens. And funny enough, after 10 years, all I wanted to do is cook the cuisine that I grew up on.
Tell us about the cuisine you grew up on. What sort of food did you eat at home?
When you look in Israel, there's a lot of touches of a lot of cuisine because Jews basically came after World War II from everywhere in the world. But I think the most dominant cuisine that I had at home was along the line of Spanish cuisine, which is heavy use of spices and slow cooking of your secondary cuts and amazing fish.
Where were your grandparents from?
That's a bit of a mixed bag, very, very common in Israel. So my dad's side is from Greece. My mom's side is North African. So her dad was Moroccan and her mom was Tunisian.
All right. So did they used to cook at home Tunisian and Moroccan food?
Yes, all the time. So look, back in the day, the cook was the grandma. It wasn't the grandpa. Today it's a lot more modern. Like my dad cooks a lot and I obviously cook all day, every day. It was more female dominated. So the cook was my grandma, and God, oh God, she used to cook.
Tell us, what did she used to prepare for you?
A lot. The funny thing in Israel, every holiday got his own special, basically, dishes, and she had her own variation on these dishes. So in Rosh Hashanah, she will have her own, there's seven blessings in Rosh Hashanah, and she will have her own little nuance in how to do the blessing. And you know, there used to be, it's pretty funny because they used to have a fight, who is the best cook in the neighborhood? And they all like used to compete on the blessing of Rosh Hashanah. And my grandma used to have the best leek omelet, which is in Hebrew called kersha. The blessing is so you don't have any enemies. But funny enough, in the neighborhood of my old grandma, they used to fight on that blessing, who's got the best kersha.
And your grandmother won.
My grandmother obviously won.
So what was it, a leek omelet?
It was basically a leek, a slow-cooked leek. So everything that they'll do in North Africa, they didn't have too much gas, and they used to cook other slow-cooking pot in the local hammam. So what they'll do, they'll buy a pot, and then there'll be warm bath for the whole village, and then they'll use that coal, slow-cook. So everybody will come with their own pots and put it basically next to the coal, the leftover from the heating of the pools, to cook their own dish. But they took that understanding, and nowadays when they got gas and everything, so they basically never turn the heat on high. It's always low heat. Doesn't matter if it starts or finished, it's always low.
All right, that's interesting. And when did you start cooking?
Well, probably in the age of 16, I think. Pretty active boy, was involved in a lot of things, obviously school. And cooking was always something for me. It was always, I think what I liked the most when I was young is the ability to create something new, the ability to bring people together through food. For me, that back then was very, very, very special. And then I wanted to learn how to use that tool in a more professional way as I got older.
And is there anything called Israeli cuisine?
I think the Israeli cuisine is staples out of those cuisine that came into Israel, because it's a very young country. We're only 69, so what it is, Jews came from everywhere in the world and they brought the food with them, amazing food. And every little, basically, community, or not little community, brought something out of them. And I think out of every community, you will have maybe three or four heroes. And those heroes from all of the community is what we call Israeli cuisine at the moment.
Can you give us an example of dishes?
I'll give you from the Moroccan side, for example, the Tunisian side will be bourika. From the Moroccan side, it will be chayme or mufleta. From the Yemenite side, it will be jachnun or melawach. From the Ashkenazi side, there will be gefilte fish and slow-cooked brisket, and there is lots and lots and lots more.
And is there anything that we eat today that our forefathers ate 2,000 years ago in Israel?
Yes, of course. The fruits and vegetables didn't really change. The fruits and vegetables that they were in Israel back then is similar to what we got now. So a lot of the cuisine was built on it. So in the desert, because in the desert you got the camel and you got the sabres, which we all know, which is our national fruit, that came in from Italy, essentially. It's a Sicilian fruit that basically the Italian, the Roman brought up with them. We got a lot of them. And that's still typical till today in the south. If you go and you'll have a braise, and then it'll go by the region like any other country. In Tel Aviv is a bit different. It's more towards the sea because they had the Jaffa port, which back then was very big. And as you go to the north, it'll be more of your goat and cheeses, which they're very, very we're good with because it's a bit colder there. And it's easier to make cheese when basically they didn't have fridge or any cooling equipment back then. So up in the mountain when it's a bit colder, it was easier to make the cheese. So they're still doing it. And they're doing, probably Israel do my favorite goat cheese.
And is there anything called Australian cuisine?
Australian cuisine. I think we're kind of writing it as we go. because look, the Italian cuisine is very, very dominant in Australia. There's a couple of English dishes that we really, really like. And I think the early settlers didn't really bring much with them in regards of cuisine. And I think it's only in the last 100 years, in the last probably 1800 years, when the Spanish came in, all the Latin came in into Australia, and the Italian and all those kind of cultures, they got a very rich food cultures behind them, start to basically carve what we call nowadays Australian cuisine. So the restaurant we run here, called Noir in Surry Hills, it's, if I explain the restaurant in one sentence, it's basically understanding the story of 3,000 years in the Middle East, going through old cities, new cities, markets, tradition, and lots of ingredients, and bringing it all together, understanding those stories and those grandma's flavors, and bringing it all together in modern cuisine. And I think that's what we're doing in Noir, with a lot of respect to those old recipes. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just basically trying to tell a story through modern cuisine.
And where is your favorite place to eat in Israel?
Oh, that have to be Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the biggest market called Machne Yehuda. Machne Yehuda is the father of Jerusalem mix, which is one of my favorite dishes in Israel. But there is a restaurant over there. It's quite new. It's only 5-6 years, called Machne Yehuda, and it's in the market that's called Machne Yehuda. It's fine dining, but not polished at all. It's loud, it's noisy, you're still sitting in the market. The food is delicious. You get the top ingredients out of Israel. You get well-trained chefs doing basically the best work that they can do. I love it. And they touch in that restaurant a little bit of everything. A little bit of the Yemenite cuisine, a little bit of the Moroccan cuisine, Eastern European, everything in one package, and I love it.
Roy Ner, we are looking forward to seeing you on SBS. Program is The Chef's Line at 6 p.m. weeknights on SBS. And good luck. Thank you very much.